Hare Krishna. 5 a.m. in Istanbul. I arrived here yesterday late afternoon and then did a quick puja for Radha Damodar and changed and went out and did a program which started at 8:30, quarter to nine in the evening, and we're up till midnight. And I got up early because the neighbors upstairs, man and woman, were must be in some kind of drunken state. They still are singing and talking loudly all night long. But very interesting that at 4:15 I could hear from the nearby mosque the songs calling people to prayer. Shows how in every spiritual culture, early rising is an integral advancement of spiritual advancement and spiritual practice. Okay, I'll answer one question that someone who gave his name but asked to remain anonymous says, and he says, if someone's chanting japa and before every round he's offering his prayers to the spiritual master and the panchatattva, can he also say prayers to Tulsi Devi in order to cultivate a personal connection with her? And aside from these 16 rounds, can we chant around here, around there, on the pranam mantra of the spiritual master, Panchatattva, six Goswamis, Nishingadev, if we're at home? I'd addressed part of this question before, I believe. One is that the offering of pranams to the spiritual master, Guru Parampara, Panchatattva, these things are suitable and should be done before every spiritual practice, namely before chanting Gayatri, before going on the altar to worship the deities, upon rising in the morning and beginning one's day, and before one begins to chant Hare Krishna. Now, to do that in between every round is, as far as I know, not necessary. When Srila Prabhupada says that before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one should chant the Panchatattva mantra, that applies in kirtan. But even if one wants to apply that to japa, then one can do that before beginning one's chanting. Is there any harm in chanting in between rounds? No. In fact, I'm in the habit of saying the Panchatattva mantra between rounds once. And there's no harm in saying the pranam to the spiritual master. And is there any harm in saying pranam to Tulsi Devi? No. On the other hand, it's not something that Srila Prabhupada told us to do, and it's not something that Srila Prabhupada himself did. So why not worship Tulsi Devi in the way that Srila Prabhupada taught us to worship Tulsi Devi? That is, by singing the songs to Tulsi Devi, offering water to her, circumambulating her directly, or a picture if we don't have a plant of Tulsi Devi. It's better. And I'll get back to the point why it's better. And after we've chanted our 16 rounds, can we chant japa of our spiritual master's pranams, Panchatattva, six Goswami, Nishingadev? Once again, there's no harm. As far as I remember, Srila Prabhupada said that we could chant a round of Panchatattva Mahamantra, so that's allowed. But then why chant the others? Once again, it's not something that Srila Prabhupada did. We have our conviction that whatever Srila Prabhupada told us, and even if we do only the things that Srila Prabhupada told us, then that's sufficient for us to go back home, back to Godhead. So even though there may be no harm in doing these things, but it's something new, it's something different. And if we, and this is what I was going to make the reference to, and even if we do something new and different of something that's not harmful, that's not pratikul, but because we're conditioned souls, that leaves open the opportunity to do something later, perhaps that is harmful. and we don't want to get into that situation. So why not just stick to what Srila Prabhupada had told us to do? And the final point, that all of these things take time. One thing that Prabhupada was very concerned about is that we read and study his books, which is something that in my travels and discussions with devotees, I don't find that devotees are seriously applying themselves to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So instead of doing a round of Nisringadeva mantras, why don't we take that time, and certainly it will take time, to read and study Srila Prabhupada books. That will please His Divine Grace, and because we will be empowered as a consequence of that, therefore we will make the suitable spiritual advancement that we're wanting to make, but that is best not to make by making up something new. Hare Krishna.